The launch, May 6, 1998. With the launch of the original Macintosh in 1984, Jobs had created a new kind of theater. The product debut as an epical event, climaxed by a let there be light moment in which the skies part, a light shines down, the angels sing, and a chorus of the chosen faithful sings Hallelujah. For the grand unveiling of the product that he hoped would save Apple and again transform personal computing, Jobs symbolically chose the Flint Auditorium of De Anza Community College in Cupertino, the same venue he had used in 1984. He would be pulling out all the stops in order to dispel doubts, rally the troops, enlist support in the developers' community, and jumpstart the marketing of the new machine. But he was also doing it because he enjoyed playing impresario. Putting on a great show piqued his passions in the same way as putting out a great product. Displaying his sentimental side, he began with a graceful shout-out to three people he had invited to be up front in the audience. He had become estranged from all of them, but now he wanted them rejoined. I started the company with Steve Wozniak in my parents' garage, and Steve is here today, he said, pointing him out and prompting applause. We were joined by Mike Markula, and soon after that our first president, Mike Scott, he continued. Both of those folks are in the audience today, and none of us would be here without these three guys. His eyes misted for a moment as the applause again built. Also in the audience were Andy Hertzfeld and most of the original Mac team. Jobs gave them a smile. He believed he was about to do them proud.